Thousands of civilians evacuated from northeast Ukraine amid Russian ground offensive. By Breitbart London on May 12, 2024. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP. Thousands more civilians have fled Russia's renewed ground offensive in Ukraine's northeast that has targeted towns and villages with a barrage of artillery and mortar fire, officials said Sunday. The intense battles have forced at least one Ukrainian unit to withdraw in the Kharkiv region, capitulating more land to Russian forces across less defended settlements in the so-called contested gray zone along the Russian border. Meanwhile, a 10-story apartment block collapsed in the Russian city of Belgorod, near the border, with several deaths and injuries reported. Russian authorities said the building collapsed following Ukrainian shelling. Ukraine has not commented on the incident. At least 4,000 civilians have fled the Kharkiv region since Friday, when Moscow's forces launched the operation, Governor Oleh Sinyahubov said in a social media statement. Heavy fighting raged Sunday along the northeast front line, where Russian forces attacked 27 settlements in the past 24 hours, he said. Analysts say the Russian push is designed to exploit ammunition shortages before promised Western supplies can reach the front line. Ukrainian soldiers said the Kremlin is using the usual Russian tactic by launching a disproportionate amount of fire and infantry assaults to exhaust their troops and firepower. It comes after Russia stepped up attacks in March targeting energy infrastructure and settlements, which analysts predicted were a concerted effort by Moscow to shape conditions for an offensive. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that disrupting Russia's offensive in the area was a priority, and that Kyiv's troops were continuing counter-offensive operations in seven villages around the Kharkiv region. Disrupting the Russian offensive intentions is our number one task now. Whether we succeed in that task depends on every soldier, every sergeant, every officer, Zelensky said. The Russian Defense Ministry said Saturday that Moscow's forces had captured five villages on the border of Ukraine's Kharkiv region and Russia. These areas were likely poorly fortified due to the dynamic fighting and constant heavy shelling, easing a Russian advance. Ukraine's leadership has not confirmed Moscow's gains. A Ukrainian unit said that they had been forced to retreat in some areas and that Russian forces had captured at least one more village late Saturday. In a video Saturday evening, the Hostry Kartuzy unit, part of the Special Forces Detachment of Ukraine's National Guard, said that they were fighting for control of the village of Lyubok. Today, during heavy fighting, our defenders were forced to withdraw from a few more of their positions. And today, another settlement has come completely under Russian control. As of 2000 hours, fighting for the village of Lyubok is outgoing, the fighters said in the clip. The U.S.-based Institute for the Study of War said Saturday that it believed claims that Moscow had captured Strelitsa, Pilna, Plitnivka and Borsovica were accurate, and that geolocated footage also appeared to show that Russian forces have seized Morokovets and Olenikov. It described the recent Russian gains as tactically significant. In the war's early days, Russia made a botched attempt to quickly storm Kharkiv but retreated from its outskirts after about a month. In the fall of 2022, 7 months later, Ukraine's army pushed them out of Kharkiv. The bold counterattack helped persuade Western countries that Ukraine could defeat Russia on the battlefield and merited military support. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.